This is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Airstrikes reportedly kill 18 in northern Syria. Syrian activists said today airstrikes, believed to be from Russian planes, killed at least 18 people and wounded 40 others in northern Syria. The raid is reported to have hit a busy marketplace. The area is controlled by Islamist fighters, including the Al-Qaeda-linked Nusra Front. It is not an area where the Islamic State group is active. Turkey said today it is returning the body of a pilot who died after parachuting out of a Russian jet that was shot down by Turkish forces last week. Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said the body was taken to Turkey late Saturday and was being treated according to Orthodox tradition. Russian and Syrian forces rescued the plane's second pilot, while another Russian soldier was killed during the rescue effort. The plane crashed into a rebel-held area in northern Syria. In Burkina Faso today, voters are casting ballots for their next president and parliament. Emily Iob reports from Ouagadougou.
14 candidates, including two women, are running in what is expected to be a hotly contested poll. Voter Alain Colombo says there are two parties who are head-to-head in this election. He said that they can feel it would be tight, not like before, when everyone knew for sure the leading party was going to win the elections. The two frontrunners are the long-term opposition leader Zéphirin Diabré and former Prime Minister Roch-Marc Christian Kabore. Security is tight, with close to 25,000 security personnel deployed across the country. Analysts say a second-round runoff is likely. Emily Yap for VOA News in Ouagadougou.
We'd like to take a moment and invite you to visit our website anytime at voanews.com. You can get the news there and listen to our programs. This is VOA News. Pope Francis called for unity in the Central African Republic and for people to not allow religious differences to divide them, as he made a visit today to the country that for years has been torn by a conflict between Christian and Muslim militants. In remarks at the presidential palace in Bangui, he said he hopes upcoming elections will allow the country to embark serenely on a new chapter of its history. The Pope arrived in CAR from Uganda, where he visited a youth event. Reporter Sergino Roseblad was there.
It was a cheerful atmosphere, with the Pope attracting a large crowd at the Kololo Airstrip youth event. Many young Ugandans wanted to see the leader of the Catholic Church from up close. But the event was more than just a celebration of the Pope's visit. Many hoped to learn from the pontiff, like 23-year-old Tom Asaba.
We have a lot to learn from him, especially in the world of temptation. The youth are having a lot of temptations at the moment, and we believe him giving us a word of hope can really transform the youth in Uganda.
Young Ugandans, who make up 70% of the country's population, face many issues, including widespread unemployment. The changing climate and the role humans play is also a matter of concern to some youth, and they believe that the Catholic Church, led by the Pope, can offer ways to change. Sergio Rosblat for VOA News, Kampala.
The Philippines has received two new fighter jets from South Korea, marking what the military calls a return to the supersonic jet age. 10 years ago, the Philippine Air Force retired its 10 remaining F-5 fighter jets, whose maintenance had grown costly. Purchase of the new F-A-50 trainer jets is the first order for fighter aircraft in nearly four decades. Lieutenant Colonel Rolando Pene is a pilot in the Philippines Air Force.
Of course, we are very much elated, and we are very proud that we have this state-of-the-art aircraft. We've flown a push-pull cable, a subsonic aircraft, the S-211. Now that we have the F-A-50, it ushers in a new history.
The F-A-50 has night vision imaging, which is good for night and day missions, and can be outfitted with short-range missile-to-missile or air-to-ground missiles, among other combat features. The $420 million acquisition is part of the military's five-year, $1.8 billion upgrade program. It's part of the Philippines' plan to form a minimal, credible defense posture in the face of China's increasingly assertive stance in the South China Sea. The U.S. federal government has ended its bulk collection of data from the telephone calls of millions of Americans. The move follows a controversy that erupted with disclosures about the secret program by former government contractor Edward Snowden. The U.S. National Security Agency, in charge of the bulk telephone metadata program, is replacing the practice with more tightly targeted surveillance methods, the National Security Agency said. Now, under the USA Freedom Act, if the government wants information, it will have to request it. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.